A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Since the Passover of the Jews was near, Jesus went up to Jerusalem. He found in the temple area those who sold oxen, sheep, and doves, as well as the money changers, seated there. He made a whip out of cords and drove them all out of the temple area with the sheep and oxen, and spilled the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. And to those who sold doves, he said, "Take these out of here and stop making my Father's house a marketplace." His disciples recalled the words of Scripture, "Zeal for your house will consume me." At this, the Jews answered and said to him, "What sign can you show us for doing this?" Jesus answered and said to them, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." The Jews said, "This temple has been under construction for 46 years, and you will raise it up in 3 days?" But he was speaking about the temple of his body. Therefore, when he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this, and they came to believe the scripture and the word Jesus had spoken. The Gospel of the Lord. So today we celebrate the feast of the dedication of the Basilica or Cathedral of St. John Lateran. This ancient church is the Cathedral of the Diocese of Rome. Here is the chair of Pope Francis, who is the Bishop of Rome. Adjacent to this cathedral is a museum which was once the palace of a noble family by the name of Laterani during the days of the early Roman Empire. Today we celebrate the feast of the dedication of this basilica or church structure, strictly speaking, the Cathedral of Rome. It was dedicated to both St. John the Baptist and St. John the Evangelist, hence St. John Lateran. Because our current Pope has chosen the name of St. Francis of Assisi, we need to mention that there is another connection with this saint and this church. If you have ever visited St. John Lateran in Rome, you may have noticed that across the street in the piazza, there is a huge statue of St. Francis of Assisi with both arms extended upward. There is a fascinating legend here. Back in the 12th century, during the time when Francis of Assisi was frequenting Rome and was becoming known as a church reformer through his simple street preaching, the Pope at that time, Innocent III, had a dream in which he saw this important church falling into ruin and crumbling. In the dream, a ragged preaching brother was holding up the church to keep it from falling down. When Francis came to speak with him about the permission he needed to continue preaching, it was said that the Pope recognized in this poor man from Assisi the one whom he saw in his dream who would save the church from spiritual ruin. So to this day, if you stand in the piazza behind St. Francis, you will see the whole church being upheld by the arms of the statue of St. Francis, especially the entire roof line upon which are the statues of the 12 apostles. Given this history, it is really perfect that we hear the account from the Gospel of John regarding Jesus chasing out the money changers from the temple. The religious leaders of his day and temple authorities were greedily making heaps of money through their devised system of demands for temple worship, especially at the time of Passover, when huge crowds would come to fulfill their temple obligations. It was common for folks coming to the temple to want to present sacrificial birds and animals. These had to be inspected for any blemishes or imperfections. The people were charged for this inspection service. Most livestock, of course, were then rejected. This meant that then they had to purchase their living sacrifice there at the temple to replace those with which they came, a sort of blackmail. All were also required to pay up their temple tax. But in order to do any of this, they had to convert their common currency into temple currency. There was a significant surcharge for this purchase and currency exchange. All of the people, but especially the poor, were being swindled. Jesus was angry at the fleecing and extortion and out-and-out social injustice going on, all under the guise of religious practice. Much, much later in the Middle Ages, Francis of Assisi attempted to address similar wrongs of the institutional church. Both he and Saint Dominic were the great reformers of the church of their day, addressing the rampant callousness toward the poor and suffering. 500 years ago, the same could be true of Martin Luther. And today we have Pope Francis, who is also attempting to clean house and bring the church back to the intention of Jesus. So today we can sort of engage in a process of connecting the dots all the way back to Jesus. You and I, too, are included in this connection. Today we can ask ourselves how we are standing up to the greed and extortion and dishonesty that surrounds us from various sectors, politically for sure, and yes, even within our church. Like Jesus, we too have a voice. We need to speak up wherever we see injustice and greed. Some folks within our Catholic congregations become incensed when preachers call out political leaders or our church leaders, crying, "Keep politics out of religion." This gospel story clearly shows us that Jesus did challenge the political and religious leaders of his day. So must we.